Welcome to AM Best Audio.
While insurance has traditionally taken a more cautious approach to change, the drive for innovation is gaining momentum. Navigating this evolution can be complex, but whether you're launching a new product, rethinking outdated processes, or stepping into a role focused on transformation, the challenge isn't just strategic, it's deeply human. According to innovation and transformation coach Ebeth Ayala, in her book, No Risk, No Fun, The Human Side of Innovation in Insurance. While change often brings discomfort and risk can feel daunting, especially in an industry grounded in caution and tradition, the book discusses why even forward-thinking organizations struggle to innovate. And it provides a practical, people-first roadmap to overcome resistance, navigate uncertainty, and lead meaningful change. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV. Ebeth Ayala joins us now to discuss that and other key insights from her book. Ebeth, welcome. It's such a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invite, and it's an honor to be here talking about one thing that I'm passionate about, so thank you.
So Ebeth, what inspired you to write No Risk, No Fun, and how does your personal story shape the message of the book?
Oh, I love that question all the time, because I am a believer that everything in this world is connected. Everything we do is connected, which is why this book came about. So what actually inspired the book was I've been doing innovation for almost a decade. And I started really focusing in insurance, reinsurance, financial services. And when the people started coming to the sessions, the co-creation sprints, as I call them, I started noticing that they came with a lot of hesitation, a lot of concern, a lot of worry. And it reminded me of when I felt that way, when I felt that way the most, when I was living my life feeling a little hesitant, a little insecure, a little concerned. And it was back in my early 20s. I was married. I was in an abusive relationship. And when people ask me nowadays, how did you leave that, you know, abusive relationship? I always tell them it was the day that I chose to change my mind. The day that I chose to say, this is not what marriage is like for me. This is not what I want in my life. I want different. Even though I grew up hearing marriage is challenging, relationships are hard, I didn't want that for me. I wanted different. And being Mexican, it's very uncommon, especially back in the day, to be divorced. I was going to be the first one to be divorced. And I was really afraid of how I was going to be seen, how I was going to be judged, how I was going to be perceived. But then I took a look at my life from, you know, 30,000 feet, and I thought, I deserve better. I want better. And coming back to being with these teams in innovation and insurance, I started noticing that they were not very different than me when I was hesitating to make big decisions. And I started sharing that story with them. I started telling them, for things to change, we have to change the way we think. For things to change, we have to take risk. For us to enjoy life, we have to jump and just trust that it's going to work. Hence the book, No Risk, No Fun. So after 10 years of working with them, different ages, different countries, different stages in their career, the one thing they all had in common, they're all human. And actually, it was last year, toward the end of last year, I had a big change in my life. And I thought, this right here now is the time to write the book, because it's another way to reach out to people and remind them that it's okay to be human in an innovative world, especially in insurance. So there you go.
Ebeth, what are some of the biggest human roadblocks to innovation that insurers encounter? And how can industry leaders overcome the fear of failure that often stalls change?
Well, you've hit it right in the nail right there. The biggest roadblock is fear. And in the book, I actually narrowed it down to the different types of fear. And I mentioned a few just a while ago, fear of, you know, being seen as silly, fear of losing our jobs. You know, if you don't innovate, this is it. Fear of losing respect, you know, fear of not being perfect enough. especially, you know, in our levels of our career, there is an expectation of it's supposed to be perfect, it's supposed to function, it's supposed to be ideal. So there's all of these fears that get in the way. And those are the ones that I saw the most. Fear of judgment and fear of losing, really losing their jobs. So different ways to overcome that is to just accept that you're afraid. There's a story in the book that I talk about this top executive who, he's an amazing guy, and he led his team to amazing results. And that only happened when he said out loud, "I am afraid." The first time we had a conversation, and there's more in the book, but the first conversation we had, I told him, "What are you afraid of?" And he said, "I'm not afraid of anything. I'm a leader." And I said, "No, I know, but what are you afraid of?" And he couldn't tell me until I shifted the question. I said, "What keeps you up at night?" And he said, "I'm worried about this. I'm worried about that." And I said, "Well, what does that worry take you to?" And he said, "I'm afraid we will lose our jobs." And then he laughed and said, "Oh, I guess I am afraid." So accepting and admitting that we're afraid of something is going to help us move through those roadblocks. And the more we accept one, the easier it is to accept the other ones, and the easier it is to move through them. And it always starts with ourselves, right? So.
Absolutely. In the book, you talk about emotional resilience. What role does that play in driving innovation within risk-averse organizations?
It's one of the key foundations for innovation to thrive, to live, for change to happen, because innovation is about change. We have to do something different. And psychologically, we've seen a lot of studies that show that as human beings, that's the biggest fear we have, change. We don't know how to deal with it. We don't know how to manage it. It's scary. It's uncertain. So emotional resilience is one of the key pillars in this industry and in this topic of innovation. I always tell people, without that awareness, without that, more than emotional resilience is like emotional intelligence, emotional awareness, and humility to say, it's okay for me to feel frustrated. It's not always afraid. Sometimes it's like, oh, is this ever going to work? Where, like, we're hitting the same results. Humility to say, you know what, I was wrong. And all of those things of acceptance and admitting those things make it easier when we are resilient. And one of the team members that I work with, after I share my story of overcoming domestic violence and being a survivor, he said, when I see you, I see tenacity. And tenacity is one of the key things that we need as human beings, not just for our work, but to make it through life with all the things that happen, right? So emotional resilience is one of the key foundations. And it's easy because we're humans. We have that. We have emotions. Now it's about loving them and working with them, being creative with them.
Absolutely. Ebeth, what steps can emerging leaders take to foster innovation, even if innovation isn't part of their official role?
Oh, thank you for that question, because in the book, I make it very clear what innovation means to me. Because no matter what we work on, no matter what industry, what team, what department, I always tell people, is everyone on the same page on the definition of innovation? Because one thing can mean completely different things to other people. So leaders in every organization are innovative. Humans in every field of our life, we are innovative. And in the book, I tell people, for me, innovation means creativity, and creativity means creation. And we are constantly creating. You and I right now are creating a moment. We're creating an experience. The team around you, they're creating a clip that we're going to share, a conversation. The book I created does something. Every day you wake up, you create a cup of coffee for your enjoyment. We are customers in our own experience, so we're constantly creating. So once I say that and people start to embrace that and be open to that perspective, maybe they don't like it right away, but just be open to it, they begin to realize, actually, I can be innovative. I can be creative. I can look at things differently. And that acceptance, again, that awareness is one of the key steps to bringing innovation. Remember, for me, innovation is bringing creativity. And that means being creative, create something, do something, action, take action. So first and foremost is having clarity on what innovation is and accepting that we're human beings and ask for help. Most people just want to do it on their own, but they're stuck. So ask for help to really get that going and embrace failure, especially in this industry. Let's be honest. This industry is about being profitable, which makes sense because you have to take care of all the claims that come through. Totally get it. However, they don't like failing. They see it as such a horrible thing, but we need the failures. And when we foster innovation in a safe space, we encourage the failures. We want people to fail and do it fast. The quicker we know what doesn't work, the quicker we can move on to the next thing of what will work. Or the quicker we decide this doesn't make sense at all, let's move on. So accepting that we're humans, being patient, asking for help, and allowing failure, be part of the failure.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Why do you think we've always done it this way, remains such a strong force in insurance, and how can that mindset be shifted or changed?
Okay, it was in my early years and working in this field, I had a couple of guests come over to present to a group of students about insurance. And I love the way they presented it. They presented it as a fairy tale. And they said, you know, this is the roots of insurance. This is where the insurance concept came from. And they talked about the pirates a long, long time ago, the ships that would go out. And it was the concept of not what will we do if the ships sink. It was what will we do when they sink. It was like, even if they wanted to mitigate the risk, it wasn't about if it happens, it's when will it happen, storms, whatever. How are we going to take care of the community? How are we going to take care of the goods on the ship? So that whole concept of insurance came from there. If we think about it, that's a long, long time ago. So it's a very traditional industry. It's beautiful in the sense that many people love what they do because they want to help others. So therefore, what about shifting the perspective of we've always done it this way in terms of processes and saying we've always done it this way in terms of we've always wanted to take care of the community. Therefore, what can we do to honor that, to honor our roots, to honor our origin, really? And one thing that helps to do that, of course, is the human side for humanity. You know, one of the key, and I learned this from someone else. I always like to give credit to other people if it came from someone else. But this woman one day came and we were presenting to her a solution that the team had come up with. And she was talking about sustainability. And she said, the solution looks very sustainable, very promising. It tackles, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 of the UN sustainable goals. And then she asked one of the most beautiful questions. How, if in any way, will your solution impact humanity or the next generations in a negative way? And that right there is, yes, we've always wanted this way. And we can continue to do this way. The origin. Leverage what is true. And then adapt to how we can leverage what we have now for where we're headed. So we don't have to let go of it, you know. We can't let go of something we believe so firmly from back in the day in the Viking era. But how can we shift it and adapt it so that we can continue to live, not just survive, live?
Looking ahead, what mindset shifts will be essential for innovation to thrive in insurance, let's say over the next 5 to 10 years?
I feel it's the right time to embrace and accept we're already in the future. The people in the industry are getting ready to retire. It's time to move on and give the task, the goals, the next vision to the next generations. So the mindset has to shift. One of the biggest things is we're all human. We're all going to make mistakes, and we're going to love the mistakes, and we're going to embrace the mistakes, and we're going to celebrate the mistakes. If we take a look at the Google, the Facebook, the Apples, they love failure. There's books about them. There's podcasts about them. What are we waiting for? What are we afraid of? It's changing. The change is here. The risk is here, and it's getting bigger and bigger. The more we accept it and embrace it, the easier it is to move through it. So the biggest mindset I feel needs to shift is the future is already here. It's out of our control. There are new generations with new perspectives, and the technologies are changing. The time is now. And to make that shift, ask for help. The book, one of the big things I talk about in the book is we can't do it alone. The book actually walks the reader through the whole journey of it starts with yourself, then your team, then the decision makers. Once you have all of that clarity and alignment and everybody's on board with innovation and what it means and how to make whatever they want possible, then we create a sustainable innovation road. And then it loops it back to, it ends back with you to make it sustainable for you, because innovation is a big, big, big responsibility. When you're succeeding, everybody says, we did it. Kind of like when you're in sports and your team is winning, it's like, we did it. But the moment the team loses, it's like, ah, losers. Look how bad they played. It's the same in innovation. When you're winning, we're a team. When it's going down, what did you do? You're supposed to know everything. So collaboration is key. Embrace a failure. And the future is now. We can't hide from change. So shifting those mindsets is definitely going to support.
Absolutely. So Ebeth, what do you hope readers will take away from your book?
Well, the book is designed as an experience. Being an innovation coach, right? And a human experience, it's about that. So I wanted to make sure to give the readers an option to take the book. At the end of every chapter, there's questions for them to explore, to ask themselves. And there's a whole guide. Like I said, there's a journey in there. It starts with yourself, your team, decision makers, sustainable path back to yourself. And if the reader chooses to get to work and put it into practice, they can. Through the answering questions, through the reflecting, through the exercises I put in there. The other option is they can walk away with knowing that there's someone out there to support them. Not just any innovation manager, coach, whatever. I actually know the industry. I know how the mindset works. I know the habits and the patterns. I know the challenges. I saw them for 10 years. I can help with that. You're not alone. And a reminder that if the place that you're in does not appreciate the effort, the passion, your commitment to humanity, to the future, not just of the industry, but of yourself, your team, then at least you have the courage and the clarity of how to walk away with that, to take your innovation to a place where it is welcomed and received. The biggest thing is you're not alone. We're all in this, even if it's innovation and insurance.
Absolutely. Ebeth, this has been wonderful. Such wonderful advice, such great insights. It's been a pleasure. So thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for being interested and curious. And yeah, friendly reminder to all of us, all we have to do is reach out and we can help one another. Thank you so much, Lori, for seeing me, and thank you for listening to my words.
That was Ebeth Ayala, an innovation and transformation coach and author of the book, No Risk, No Fun, The Human Side of Innovation in Insurance. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.